Jeremiah chapter number 6 tonight. Jeremiah chapter number 6 tonight. I have a thought on my heart I want to share with you. Do pray for the meeting this week at Maranatha. Is it this week also at Elam, brothers? That made it meeting this week as well. There's a meeting down at Elam Baptist Church. Both of those churches supported me when I was with Rock of Ages. Y'all didn't support me, but they did. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I think y'all just wanted me as pastor. Amen. Got mad at me. Amen. And you wouldn't support me. But anyway, they did. Both those churches did. I appreciate the Lord. He made a way. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 6. Let's stand tonight and reverence the Word of God. I'm going to loosen this tie or this choker, whatever you want to call it. Amen. The Bible said in verse number 16, this is a very, very familiar passage of Scripture. Thus saith the Lord. How many believes we ought to pay attention when He says something? He said, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. That's a sad thing at the end of that verse, isn't it? God said, I got a way, I want you to look at it, I want you to walk in it. They said, we will not walk in it. We've been talking about walking with the Lord. And tonight I want to talk about walking with the Lord in the old paths. If you'll be seated tonight and pray for us and pray with us, please. Father, thank you tonight for our people. Thank you for your presence. Lord, the singing has been sweet. Lord, the fellowship is sweet. Thank you, God, for those that have joined our church, Lord, that pray for us, that help us, Lord, in the ministry. God, I just pray you continue to save souls. Continue, our Father, to help us along the way. Lord, I realize, Lord, that we're living in the last of the last days. Lord, we're in that midnight hour when the Son of God will come again. Lord, I pray that you'll just continue to help us. Lord, we'll give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. There are several things I'd like to point out in the chapter tonight as we talk about the old paths. And I want to say this. There's nothing wrong with the old paths. Amen. A lot of people are trying to change the Word of God. And the Word of God don't need to be changed. We just need to get in it and let it change us. Amen. The Word of God's not broken. The old paths not broken. Amen. And I remember a story I heard years ago about missionaries in a village. And they had a path that they wore out going to their place of prayer. And they would watch each other's path. And if the grass started growing up in somebody's path, they would go by and exhort them, encourage them, get back to your prayer life. Amen. Because if the grass was growing up, that means they wasn't wearing the path out. Amen. And I believe we ought to wear out the old path. Amen. Keep it wore down good. Amen. When I go to the woods and go scouting, I want to see where the deer are going, which way they're going. You can tell by their tracks which way they're going. And you can tell by the intensity of the wear on the trail about how well and how often it's being used. Amen. And I believe we live in a generation that needs to walk in that old path. I want to give you some things here tonight that God has spoke to my heart about in the chapter. The first thing I'd like to share with you is there's a great warning. And I believe there's a warning that really parallels what we're seeing in our world today. If you'll notice with me in verse number 4, the Bible said, prepare ye war against her, arise and let us go up at noon. Woe unto us. One of the things I love about the prophets in the Old Testament is that when the nation was suffering and the nation was sinning many times, they identified with the people. They didn't just talk about it being them. Amen. But woe unto us. And I'll tell you, listen, you can be on the right side of the issues in America, but the issues are still affecting all of us. Amen. And all of us need to understand that God is sounding a great warning. Watch what he said in verse number 7. As a fountain casteth out her waters, so she casteth out her wickedness. violence is spoiled, is heard in her. I know that some people don't watch any news. Some people watch too much news. But I tell you, if you watch any news at all, beloved, the violence in our land is unbelievable. Amen. I mean, somebody's able to just walk up to you on the street and try to knock your head off. And they kill you for a $5 bill. Amen. And there's wickedness and there's violence. And God is sounding a warning here concerning this old path. There's a need to get in that old path. And God said in verse number 11, He said, "Therefore I am full of fury of the Lord, and I am weary with holding in." And a lot of people don't see that side of God's man and don't see that side of the Lord. God's saying, "I'm holding it in, but on the inside, I'm ready to bust." Amen. I'm full of fury. Now watch what the Word of God said here in this warning. The Bible said in verse number 13, "For from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness. And from the prophet, even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely." Many of you who are in this room tonight can remember when two men would walk up and they would make a deal. Maybe it was a deal that in today's economy would be $50,000. I mean, back then that might have been $5,000, but they'd shake hands and it was done. Amen. You didn't need a contract. You didn't need a lawyer. Amen. Because people dealt truthfully. They didn't deal falsely. And yet God said here, there's a need for that old path where people are not covetous and where people will tell the truth. And He said, "They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace." We're living in a generation, beloved, listen, that wants peace at any cost. But listen, God is wanting us to understand that the Prince of Peace is the one that's going to bring the real peace. And He's the only one that can bring that real peace in our hearts and in our lives. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ. Now watch verse 15. This spoke to my heart. God is sounding a warning. There's a need for the old path. The Bible said, "Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination?" I want you to think about what I'm going to tell you tonight. I'm not going to get graphic tonight, but we've got school teachers that will sit in a meeting and defend pornography going out into grade schools. Are you listening to me tonight? And they don't blush. It's an abomination. Amen. They don't see anything wrong with it. I want to say this to the parents. You ought to know what your children are looking at. You ought to know what they're studying. And if they've got a phone in your pocket, say amen. There ought to be some guardrails. Somebody say amen. I'm just telling you, beloved, the Word of God said, "Were they ashamed when they committed abomination?" And we're in a generation today when stuff that used to make people blush no longer makes them blush. Amen. And we've gotten desensitized. I believe that's been Hollywood's design from the get-go. It's to desensitize us to sin. Amen. I remember, listen, you can get mad at me if you want to, but I remember the old Andy Griffith shows. Amen. And then you come into the new Andy Griffith shows, and you got the smoking, and you got the drinking, and you got the lodge. Are you listening to me tonight? I'm telling you, just break it in real easy. Amen. And now you've got to really watch what your children are watching on TV. They'll be watching a man and a man, and a man and a man and a man raising children, and a woman and a woman. How many knows what I'm talking about? It's ungodly. It's an abomination. And we've got to the place where we don't even blush at it. And some of God's people don't even turn it off. It ought to be turned off. It hadn't ought to be allowed. Say amen. Even a man and a woman outside of marriage will let stuff come into the living room, I'm telling you, through that boob tube, that we wouldn't allow to go on in person. Say amen. And God is saying there's a warning here. We need that old path. Nay, He said they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall. At the time I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Beloved, there's a need. The old path here, God is sounding a warning. He's saying, listen, here's what's going on, and here's the reason. Listen, I may not be the pastor of this church, but until Jesus comes, somebody needs to carry on in the old time way right here at Bible Way Baptist Church. That's the way it started by the grace of God. That ought to be the way it finishes. Say amen. In that old time way, with this old time book, that old time singing, that old time fellowship, amen, that old time soul winning, it still works. Amen. For the glory of God. God's sounding a warning. And then you see, the Bible talks about not only a great warning, but it talks about a good way. Look in verse number 16. Thus saith the Lord, stand you in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? Hey, praise God. It's a good way. You say, Pastor, why is that old path the good way? I'm going to give it to you really. This is real theological here because it's God's way. That's the way God said to walk. Amen. And if God wants us to walk in that old path, then we ought to, beloved, just raise our hand and say, sign me up, Lord. I want to stay right there. Amen. I don't want to turn to the left. I want to turn to the right. I want to walk down the middle of the road with Jesus. Amen. And walk with the Lord in that good way. It's a good way because it's God's way. It's a good way because, beloved, in that way, people grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus. In that way, people get saved by the grace of God. In that way, beloved, people don't come to church just to get their flesh ministered to. They come to church to get their heart ministered to. And beloved, listen, I believe with all of my heart, it's a good way. It's God's way. And that way still works today. Amen. It still works today. A lot of people are looking for something new. But I tell you, I like the old. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. I want to say this tonight. I don't say a whole lot about this. I really don't. But somebody asked me the other day. They said, well, she don't have a dress. I said, just come on. I said, listen, God will take care of those things. I don't say a lot about dress. But let me tell you something I like about ladies wearing dresses to church. Are you listening to me? It's an indication to anybody that's paying attention that church is still in the old time way. You want to know why I don't want a drum set up here? That's an indication that this church is still in the old time way. You want to know why I don't want an NIV or an ASV or any other V in this pulpit? Because it's just an indication that there's some people, hey man, in Kingsport, Tennessee, that wants the old time way. Want to know why I like fellowshipping and shaking hands? Amen. I tell you, because it's an indication, beloved, listen, that we're in the old time way. Well, Brother Junior said he hadn't been here too long. Brother Junior, he noticed something. He noticed people standing around after church and fellowshipping. Amen. Poor old Sister Helen, sometimes she don't get out of here till midnight. But anyway, there's people standing around talking and fellowshipping. I'm exaggerating. That's what Baptist preachers do. Say amen. But anyway, Brother Junior said to me, he said, you know what, preacher? I said, what's that, brother? He said, the chickens will gather where the corn's been scattered. That's what he said. Amen. In other words, feed them. Amen. They'll hang around a while. Say amen. I appreciate God's people. And I'm telling you, there's just some things that Lord just hang on to. Say amen. Amen. Lord, just hang on to them because it works. Amen. That old time way, that good way, it's God's way. And then not only do we see in the passage here, there's a great warning. And we notice the parallel between the warning going on in the book of Jeremiah and what's going on in our land today. And then there's a good way. But, you know, according to the scripture right here, the Bible says, you say, Pastor, why is it good? It's a way, the Bible said, stand you in the ways and see. It's a way you can see. Amen? And it's a way that others can see. Listen to me. I'd love to see our church full. I really would. I'd love to see it just like it was when, not because of that, but when Brother Don, we had Brother Don's funeral, this place was full. Amen. I'd love to see it full every Sunday. But I've noticed something. And really, when I came to Kingsport, I thought in 2 or 3 years it would be full. Not because I'm somebody, but because down there in the country at Liberty Baptist Church, are you listening to me? I went down there, they had 165 people. 6 months later, we had 115. I got down on a Sunday afternoon. I said, God, I was broken. I said, I thought you brought me here to build a church, not to tear it all to pieces. God said to me, whispered in that still small voice, you remember when you used to dream of preaching to 100 people? I said, Lord, I remember. I'd lay in bed at night and cry, Brother Brian, and think about 100 people being in front of me and getting to preach to them. Amen. God said, you've got 115. Shut up and preach. I quit worrying about it. Say amen. I had people picking at me like buzzards. I was preaching too long or too much or this, that, or the other. Amen. I went back to the pulpit and said, I'm going to preach. If you like it, okay. If you don't, I'm sorry for you. Amen. I'm going to preach. I ain't worried about it no more. And God took a church to over 300 people. Amen. And I thought, I've come to the city. You know what I noticed? I noticed times are changing. How many members, Brother Billy Mitchell, standing in this pulpit and saying, we're a victim of the times? And I'm going to tell you something right now. This church ain't for everybody. Everybody don't want the truth. That's exactly what was going on right here. God said, "You, this is the way you can see. This is the way where you'll find rest for your soul." And what did they say? We will not walk therein. I'm going to tell you tonight, I thank God that God sent it in people. I thank God for that. But I also realize, beloved, listen, there are people come and go. This church is not for everybody, because everybody don't want this path. Everybody don't like this path. Amen. Some people want something new. They want something different. They want something to make you feel real good in sin. God help us if by the way, amen, if we're preaching some kind of a gospel that makes people feel real good in their sin. Amen. I say, God, give us that old path. It's a good way. There's a great warning here. But then when I want you to notice God's watchman, look in verse number 17. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. You know what we are, beloved? A pastor is nothing more, really, than a watchman, amen, just watching over the flock of God. And just, I believe, little Charlie, if you're still listening there, brother, you can listen to me preach, amen. I'll talk to you after a while, amen. That's a young man from Wise and wants to talk to me, amen. But listen, I appreciate the Lord, and I appreciate God giving us a watchman. I'm glad the Bible, you can read it over there in the book of Hebrews. God said, they'll watch for your soul. Are you listening to me? How many believes that tonight? I believe God give us pastors to watch for our soul. Amen. And I believe that here in the book of Jeremiah, God has given Jeremiah the office of to be a watchman with God's people. And he said, listen, I want to give you the old path. I want you to ask for the old path. I want you to walk in it. And he said, when you find it, beloved, walk in it. It's a path you can see. It's a path that's good. It's a path where you can find rest. But the word of God said, we will not walk therein. And Jeremiah is the weeping prophet. Jeremiah is broken because, beloved, listen, they will not serve God. How many parents are sitting in here tonight broken because you've got a son or a daughter that said, yes, I know the way, and I know the way that's right, but I'll just tell you, Mom, I'll just tell you, Dad, I'm not going to walk in it. It breaks your heart. But more than that, it breaks the heart of God, because Jesus is the one that paid the price for this path that we could walk therein. And so there's a great warning in this text in Jeremiah chapter number 6. There's a good way in this text in Jeremiah chapter number 6. But then, thank God, not only there's a good way, but there's God's watchman. And then in verse number 19, we see the importance of God's word. Look in verse number 19 here. Are you going to stay in an old path? You say, Pastor, I don't even know how you can find the old path. How many knows this is right here? Amen. This is God's positioning system right here. It'll position you in the path that'll bring honor and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that with all my heart. Look at it, what it said right here. In chapter number 6 and verse number 19, hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words. Now listen, listen. They have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law. What's the last words right there say? They rejected it. Let me tell you something tonight, beloved. It's one thing to be ignorant of what God's Word says. It's another thing to know what God's Word says and disregard it and reject it. And I believe we're living in a generation where that's going on in home after home after home. It's even going on in church after church after church. Amen. You can't study this Bible and not know what it says. But the Bible said not to be hearers of the Word only, but to be doers of the Word of God. And here in this old path, walking with the Lord in the old path, beloved, is a way that God wants us to understand. It's not only where there's a watchman, but God gives us a word. Look in verse number 10 for just a moment. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach, and they have no delight in it. I'm going to ask you a question tonight. How many of y'all delight in this book? Amen. I, you know what I love about Bible Way? I love the good cooks. I really do. But I love the dessert bar. And y'all taught me something since I've been here. I never have seen it before I come to Bible Way. Most people, they get them a plate of food, and they go over there and they sit down and they eat their food. Then they get up and they politely go back to the dessert bar and they get their dessert, maybe get a cup of coffee, and they go back to their table. Not here. I'm telling you what's the truth. Y'all are so afraid of one another. Everybody's afraid to sit down without dessert. Amen. They get their plate. Amen. They set it down. They set their drink down. Where are you going? I'm going to the dessert bar. Amen. You want to know why you're going to the dessert bar? It's something you delight in. Hallelujah. Say amen. You want to know why, beloved, we get in this book, Brother Junior? It's because we delight in it. Amen. We delight in the Word of God. The Bible said here, the Word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. I tell you tonight, I like vegetables. They're all right. And I like meat more than vegetables. They're all right. My wife will ask my boy every once in a while if he wants a salad, and he'll say, Mama, salad's what food eats. Y'all get that after a while. Say amen. He'd say, salad is what food eats. Amen. Anyway, I delight, amen, I delight in this precious old book. And I believe with all of my heart, David did. I believe Jeremiah did. And he was ready to quit. You remember that? But his word, he said, his word was in my heart like a fire. It was burning down on the inside of me. And old Jeremiah said, I just don't believe I can quit. Amen. God's word's burning inside of me. And I heard a preacher say he was going to quit one time. He told an old preacher he was going to quit. He said, if you can, do it. Now, that's pretty cold. Amen. But you know what he was saying? If God ain't called you and put his hand on you and you're able to quit, just go ahead and quit. Amen. But if God's called you, amen, put his hand on you, and this book's in your heart, you ain't going to quit. You might slow down every once in a while. You might go through one of them dark places every once in a while. But thank God you'll come back to that place of delight in God's word. Amen. Now I want you to see this. He said over here in verse number 27, I have set thee for a tower and a fortress among my people. We see that watchman there, Jeremiah, that thou mayest know and try their way. And the last thing I want you to see in this message, why do we need the good way? Why do we need to walk in the old path? If we don't, here's what's liable to happen. Look down with me in chapter 7. We're liable to find a godless worship. The Bible said here, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, stand ye in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim this word and say, hear the word of the Lord, all ye of Judah, that enter into these gates to worship the Lord. Now watch this now. Here's a people. You all understand how we've already described what's going on, but they're still going through the motion. But it's a godless worship. I'm going to tell you right, there's a lot of that going on in our world today. They're still going through the motions, but they're standing without the Lord. Watch what the Bible said, and I'll show you what I mean. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Trust you not in lying words, saying the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. For if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings. And if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if you oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and shed out innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your hurt, then will I cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. Behold, ye trust in lying words, which cannot profit. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely? By the way, listen, he ain't talking to the barroom crowd. He's talking to the crowd, beloved, that's going into the temple. Amen. They're worshiping, but their worship is godless. It's without God. They're going through the motions and burn incense unto Baal and walk after other gods whom you know not and come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations. I'm telling you, beloved, it's a sad day. Amen. But we're looking at a godless worship. What did God tell Jeremiah? Look at verse 16. He said, therefore pray not thou for this people, neither lift up cry nor prayer for them, neither make intercession to me, for I will not hear. That's a sad place to be in, beloved. And listen, I want to remind you of something. The people that gave Jesus a hard time when he was here on the earth were religious people. They were people that were going through the motions without God. They were Pharisees. They were Sadducees. They had the scripture sewed up in their garments, their phylacteries, and they knew the word of God. Listen to me carefully, but they did not know the God of the word. There's a difference between knowing the word of God. Hey, when Satan come along to tempt Jesus, did he not know the word of God? Knew it just enough to twist it real good. Say amen. Come along and tempt Jesus. Amen. But I'm telling you, beloved, tonight, there's a godless worship going on here. Watch this now. Verse 23 of chapter 7. I'm almost done. But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people, and walk ye in all my ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. Watch this. But they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear, but walked in the counsels, in their imagination of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward. I don't know. Listen, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings tonight, but there's a whole lot of talk today about a progressive movement. Now, you would think if you're going to progress, you'd be going forward. But I'm going to tell you something. Anytime you're going away from this book, you ain't going forward. You're going backwards. Amen. Anytime we're going away from God's word, we're not going forward. We're going backwards. Amen. And God told Jeremiah, said, I don't even want you to pray for them. That'd be a sad, sad state of affairs. Amen. Get in such a shape as a nation that God tells his men, don't even pray. I'll tell you, it's not here yet. But we ought to just humble ourselves like the Bible said and call on the Lord. Call unto me. He said, I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sin, and I'll heal their land. You say, Pastor, what does America need more than anything else? We need a healing. Amen. We need a healing, and it's only going to come through the Lord Jesus Christ. I like this old path. Jeremiah said, look at it. I want you to see it. He said, I want you to ask for it. He said, it's a good way. He said, when you find it, walk therein. You'll find rest for your soul. They said, we will not walk therein. How many's glad you're not in that crowd tonight? God, you show me where to walk. That's where I want to walk. Amen. And I tell you, I've been around this thing long enough to know I was saved under a pastor that was in that old time way. Amen. And guess what? He's still living. And he's still in it. Amen. I thought about, y'all got to see Brother Danny last week. And He was in it when he started, and he's still in it. Thank God. Brother Joe, I knew his daddy, Brother Brian, and knew Brother Joe years ago when he married my pastor's daughter. But they started in that old path, and old Brother J.B. Arthur died in that old path. Brother Joe started in that old path, and beloved, he's still in that old path, and I like it. Amen. I'm just telling you, I like it. Everybody don't like it, but I like it. Amen. I like that old path. I believe God's saying, listen, follow me. Walk in it. And I tell you, I don't want to be one that says, no, not me. I'm not walking in it. I'll say, Lord, you show me the way. I want to walk where you want me to walk. Amen. How many's glad you come tonight? Listen, I want you to know tonight, the Lord loves you. Amen. And he wants the best for you. Amen. And the best is going to come from following him. Walking with the Lord. Walking in the old path.